Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that whole time. Okay, so I did get some information here. Okay, so they were stating even if you're you know, even if you're, where is it? So even if you're not a resident of Alabama, you're visiting or so, it doesn't matter. You can still pre-register for the vaccine because it's not up to us to, you know, say that you have to be a resident to get the vaccine. So you can still pre-register on the vaccine appointment line.
Okay, but can we just come out there tomorrow and we'll be able to get it if they have it at
We
the
don't.
NWA?
I mean, if you want, you can, but we don't have that information or that say so to tell you you can't go out there if you're not a resident of Alabama. But you can still be pre-registered with the vaccine line.
Okay, but how long does it take you after you pre-register for that?
We don't have that information as well. Someone will contact you with an appointment. So we don't have the time frames or timeline or when someone will contact you or when an appointment will be available.
Okay, so if we go out there tomorrow, we're not guaranteed that we can get it.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Oh, okay. That's all you can do, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. If you do need more information, you can go to the websites adph.org or cdc.gov.
What kind of information? What kind of information?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't know specific information about the website, but if you do need more information, you can go to those websites.
Oh, okay. I thought you said if you give me more information. Okay.
Oh, no, ma'am. All right. Thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.